he had, and I had announced a seminar called Qualities of Lord Krishna, that I thought I would speak to you just in one quality of Lord Krishna, and afterwards we can slowly go again and walk. And I'm very grateful that so many of you have come to join our walk. And I must tell you, I'm doing this for physical exercise. Now let us see, there are some of you who do not speak English, is this correct?
No, не кого не говори англійський.
It is you, not, but maybe Nirvana will. Can you sit there by the Setuji and by the Shet? So I don't know where you should sit. You can all go with. Professor Nirvana. Nirvana, the idea is always when you speak towards me, then I will hear your transcendental voice very loudly. Yeah, okay. Thank you for convincing me. Your handy is also you have stopped your hand, you have left your handy. I'm highly impressed of the degree of your renunciation. I remember I was once checking through an airport, and a man before me had to give his handy for X-ray, and when he gave his handy in the X-ray machine, he had a psychological breakdown. He said, "I feel so naked." In the airport, people said, "No, you are fully dressed." No, without my handy, I feel totally naked. And this can show you how dependent one can become on these modern forms of communication. So sometimes good to switch them off. But no, you may be happy to have your handy on because something might change. I wanted to talk today about this quality of Lord Krishna, which personally impresses me very much in my Krishna consciousness. It's called Prema Vasya. Krishna is controlled by love. And Jiva Goswami says that this means really that Krishna is only impressed by our love and not by anything else which we can offer to him. For instance, an amount of sadhana or maybe great activities, big temples which we offer. Krishna really is only controlled by love. That means nothing else can impress him. It's an interesting point, isn't it? And Rupa Goswami gives us an illustration. I think I told the devotees in Asia already about it. He tells us a story which shows how Krishna really only cares for love, love of his devotees. This story which he tells us is the story of Sudama Vipra, the Brahmana. If you listen carefully to this story, you will find out that Sudama really had only his love to offer to Krishna, nothing else. There was no material greatness in Sudama, not Brahmana. There was no wealth which Sudama could offer the Lord Krishna. There was really nothing except for his love. I think most of you know the story, so I will tell it very briefly here. Sudama had been with Lord Krishna in the same Gurukul. When Vasudev and Devaki saw that Krishna had come from Vrindavan to Mathura and killed the demoniac emperor Kamsa, they thought, oh, now Krishna will very quickly go back to Vrindavan. He must do something so that he does not disappear again into Vrindavan and stay with his most exalted devotees. So they decided to send him to school. They had an arrangement that he was brought to Avantipura, and in Avantipura he studied in the school or ashram of Sandipani Muni. There he met Sudama Vipra, a poor brahmana who came from not so far away from Dwaraka, and they became friends. Sudama had very wonderful qualities. He was very peaceful, very shanti, very, just so much mirror was in his heart, and Krishna and Sudama became the best of friends. After their schooling, Sudama went back to his home village and started his life as a village teacher. You can imagine he was sitting like me here under a tree and he had some students, small amount, not so many, and he was teaching them the Vedic scriptures, the Sanskrit alphabet and so on, and he was very satisfied. Only there was one thing, he was quite poor, because it was a poor village and people didn't have so much to give to him. So as a result, Sudama became quite skinny, and his good wife was worried about his health. One day she came and said, Sudama, I'm so worried about your health. You're so extremely peaceful and renounced that I fear that your health deteriorates. Please, you have a friend, an old class friend. You please ask him for some financial support. It's almost like Sasha's old class friend is here. I hear you are a class friend of Sasha. You live in Australia. Yeah. So let us say Sasha and Aida are very poor. Then Aida might say, please call your rich friend in Australia. He might give you some financial support. You know, that is so. This was the situation. Sudama Vipra's wife told Sudama, you were studying in the same class with Lord Krishna, who is the Lord of the universe and the Lord of Varaka. He lives in 16,108 palaces. He surely can spare a little gold for us. Sudama said, no, my dear wife, I have a different relationship with Krishna. I don't want to ask him for material benefits. Yeah. But the father said, no, you go and ask little. And because when you visit someone, you should all give him a present. Sudama's wife began to beg house so that Sudama could give Lord Krishna a present. She only could get a little broken rice and put it in a little cloth bag, and Sudama Vipra and carried this cloth bag with him to Dwaraka. Sudama thought, I will not ask him for finances, but I will just have his darshan and be satisfied and return to my village. So when Sudama approached Lord Krishna, he went simply in one of the 16,108 palaces. I believe you know when Krishna was present, he had 16,108 palaces, and he lived simultaneously in an expansion in these 16,108 palaces. Krishna would stay there for the night and for the afternoon, for the afternoon and for the night, then in the morning he would leave at the same time these 16,108 palaces and became one form. And in this one form, He went onto a chariot which was ready by Daruka. Who is Daruka? He's Charitya, yes. And he somehow mystically came out of this 16,108 palaces at the same time. Imagine, Madhava Muni, this is something to place your faith in. And he became one. And then he went on the chariot and went to the Sudama assembly house where he would hear different political discussions and make decisions like a king. So then at a certain time he left the Sudama assembly house, became 16,108 forms, and went back into his palaces. What do you think about it? It's Gino, isn't it? What do you think about that? Wonderful, isn't it? It's very difficult to understand, but we should just listen with care and attention. So Sudama went in one of these houses, and Sudama went in one of these palaces, and Krishna received him, and was very happy to meet with him, and immediately talked about the time when they were both schoolboys. Immediately he talked about a particular experience which was very dear to him. It was an experience where Sandipani Muni, his spiritual master, had blessed him. They had picked a book under great tapasya, with great tapasya, and they had gotten lost. They were lost in the forest, and a rainstorm came, much like the rainstorm which we experienced yesterday on our way to Sarajevo. And they had taken all their books and they had gone underneath a tree. Krishna said, "Do you remember? We were so cold, but we never let go of the wood. We carried it the whole night like this. Do you remember, Sudama?" The wind was. Thank you, Hari. This is like Lord Krishna's color. Then Krishna asked Sudama, "Sudama, you have come here. What do you want?" Sudama had tears of ecstasy in his eyes. He said, "I just want your darshan." Krishna said, "Have you brought something for me?" "No," said Sudama. Because he didn't feel that little rice was something to offer to the Lord. But Krishna knew that his devotee had come with a little offering. He began to snatch that bag of rice which Sudama kept under his arm. This rice now had become sweat rice, not sweet rice, but sweat rice, because from the earth, naturally from the sweat comes, it's very salty, and it had come on the rice. Krishna was so kind, he accepted this rice and ate a few of the rice corn, because remember, Krishna only accepts the love of his devotees. So it is not important for him what the devotees offer to him in any other way, as long as there is love. This also means if the devotees offer him so many things but no love, Krishna really is not interested in this. So Krishna just accepted the rice and ate it, and Rukmini, the goddess of Lakshmi, was there. Draupadi, there is so much space and you can so nicely play much nicer and you have enough space for you. Yes. Krishna was really very serious. He wanted to accept his rice, but Rukmini, the goddess of fortune, forgave him, forbade him. She said, "This rice
only look there and not hear this family. Mera fantastia."
I totally forgot that you were listening. Please excuse me. Sometimes I must excuse myself.
I thought everybody was. I had such a strong way of making my point. Yeah. Legalism is just very nice. It is a supporting thing to you. This is
an illustration which Rupa Goswami gives, which tells us that Lord Krishna is really interested in the love of his devotee. He doesn't want anything else. He was not caring that Sudama was so poor and had nothing really to offer. The offering of Sudama was, if you consider it, it was really not really even an offering. It was something which usually would awaken disgust. Imagine that someone who offers you a sweat ride. You really feel no guilty, but it is all right. I have eaten this now. I have eaten something. You see, but the fact that Lord Krishna accepted this sweet ride, a sweat ride, sweet ride, showed that Lord Krishna was really only caring for love, because there was really nothing else than love. Or let us express it differently, what was there was disgusting. Rice soaked in sweat, it was disgusting. So I feel this is such a wonderful illustration which shows us how Lord Krishna thinks and what is important for him. There is one Sanskrit word which describes Lord Krishna's mood, is Bhava Graha Grahi Janarana. He is the Lord who only accepts the bhava, that is the loving emotion in his devotee. Our life in Krishna consciousness passes very quickly, and it's very important that within our passing life, as we go from a young devotee to an older devotee to a very old devotee, it's very important that we develop some love for Lord Krishna. I was very impressed yesterday when we visited the Baka of Madhva Muni. I always wanted to see her because I had heard she's a very pious woman. She lives together with Madhva Muni and Kishori and Yashoda Amira in a small little, not little, but in an apartment in Belgrade near a very loud street. She was very happy to see us, really very happy, and she emanated so much loving kindness. And I told her, I will go to Sarajevo and speak about the Krishna plan. Krishna said, this Mila. She encouraged me very much and said, yes, please, this is very good. Go to Sarajevo. She encouraged us very much. And then she said, when I pray to Krishna, everything is all right. And when I forget to pray to Krishna, nothing works. Something like this. In a simple way, she expressed her deep realized state of Krishna consciousness. She had some deep affection for Krishna. In her own Bhakti, and had made a very practical realization that if you turn to Krishna, he takes care of you. If you forget him, he life is difficult. So when I left the Bhakti was clearly standing on the threshold of death. Threshold means Rajya. He was on the front of death. He's very old, and her mouth is always open, like someone who leaves the body. Really, I thought maybe she's the Saharan and has got a relationship with the body. Maybe Krishna gives them some more time, but she's really ready to go. There's no point of view. And I was thinking, here's a woman who has lived her life. She has how many years? 80 years? 78, almost 80 years. She has had a daughter, Yashoda Amira, and one daughter. And this
daughter was Bodhamira had one son, and he lives and sees the grandson and the grand, the story is the granddaughter happy, and she's happy because of this. She doesn't expect much more out of life. She has lived her life. And here's a human life, I thought. It went by like a flash. And she is now at the end of her life. She has reached a certain level of trust in God. I can imagine when she lies down her last time on the bed of death, and there she will not wake up again. And then she will think at her last moment, maybe about God, about her grandchildren, and she will say, I'm now ready, my Lord, please take me, because she has lived her life. She is clearly such a person. You all will lie on your bed from where you will never rise. Hopefully it's a bed in Vrindavan. It's very important that now, while you are living, you know what is the important thing for which you have to take care. It's really this one quality of reaching, developing love for Krishna. How can we develop love for Krishna when Krishna seems to be so far? You can develop love for someone who's close, but where is Krishna? He's beyond the clouds. You know, we can think like this. Where is Krishna in my life? He's behind the mountain? No, he's much further. Is he near the moon planet? No, he's much further. He has his planet outside of the universe, in the Loka Vrindavan. How can I develop love for him? This is the question. I feel it's very important to ask our Shastras how we can develop love for Krishna. And they all say you can develop love for Krishna if you hear about him from devotees. This is how Rukmini developed love for Krishna. She was a young girl in the palace of her father, and she often saw how Narada Muni was coming. Must be quite impressive to see Narada Muni coming, you know, coming through the air and being received in the courtyard of her father, and she was there seeing this coming. And she heard very often about Lord Krishna from him. Narada Muni, wherever he goes, he takes his veena and he begins to sing songs about Lord Krishna, the service to humankind. And by just hearing about Lord Krishna, he developed this very strong desire to marry him. And when it came time for her to marry, she only wanted to marry Krishna. Her brother convinced her father to make an arranged marriage with Shishupal, some other prince. But she just wrote a love letter for Krishna, expressing herself very, very bluntly. I want to marry only you. She was 16 years old at the time, and you can imagine how very clear the letter was. And she wrote, any woman who accepts as a husband a bundle of, a bag of skin with some stool in it, and blood, and outside some hair, is a great fool. She wrote very intensely. Amazing, you know, how open she was. She even said, please excuse me if I'm too direct, but what can I do? Since I've heard about you, your qualities have totally attracted me, and now I can only think of you. I'm very sorry. If you think it's not possible for you to accept me in this one lifetime, doesn't matter, then next life maybe you can accept me. Or if it is not possible next life, then in hundreds of births. I will do in the meantime some pious activities to please you. So this was Rukmini's determination. It was born only by hearing about Lord Krishna. Nothing else. So it's very important that you do hear about Lord Krishna. because by hearing, your natural love for Krishna will come forth. And Krishna won't be any longer so far away. Krishna will become something you live with every day. It's almost, you know, when you are living in this consciousness, which is born by hearing, it's almost as if you are already there. We can compare it to someone who makes a journey to Vrindavan. One day before he travels, he is so much thinking of Vrindavan that practically he is no longer there in Sarajevo. He's already, you know, only thinking about the travel arrangements and maybe some batteries that he still needs for his Walkman and so on. So this hearing about Lord Krishna brings us practically in Krishna's closeness. And it's very important, like you know, Thakur says, I just read it this morning, when you hear about Lord Krishna, your mind must be also there, not that the ears are only there, but the mind must be there. Then you are with your mind with Krishna. Yes, I also think sometimes, how is it possible to develop love for Krishna? And for many years I thought like this, until one day I was in one university, I was giving a lecture on something. I forgot exactly the circumstances. Before me was a speaker who spoke about language. And I was a little tired and hungry and wanted to, now I have to hear this lecture also. I was not so totally inspired to really listen. When all of a sudden the lecture went on the blackboard, I never forget it, and said, every word has around it something like a spectrum of meaning. It's not that a word comes only alone. Let us, for instance, use a word of, what do we have now? Autumn. What is autumn mean?
Yesen.
Around it there are many many meanings, like for instance the coloring of the green leaves into yellow leaves. That's something which is associated with autumn. Or autumn, what comes to mind in autumn, the changing of seasons. There are many many other words around. Let me say a word like hatred. There's a word anger, violence, boiling of the blood, and so many other things. So when you have love, the word love, there are many, many meanings which are around it. For instance, appreciation. When you love, you appreciate very much. Or another meaning which I find is very close to love is gratitude. You feel something like gratitude. It means thank you. I'm so nice to be in your association. Thank you very much. I'm feeling very so much gratitude. There may be also something like being satisfied with the other person. So I really feel when maybe it's sometimes difficult for us to immediately develop love for Krishna. You know, Krishna is only controlled by love, but maybe we can not immediately think of a loving feeling towards Krishna, but we can certainly have a feeling of gratitude towards Krishna. Oh Krishna, thank you very much that you have given us this air to breathe. Thank you very much that you have given me prasadam. Thank you that you have given me some type of health with which I can work. And by developing, for instance, gratitude, a feeling of gratefulness towards Lord Krishna, you come closer to the meaning of love. It may be difficult to immediately start with love for Krishna, but certainly each one of us can develop gratitude towards Krishna. Or another meaning is appreciate, or another word around this word love. Another word, the spectrum of love, is certainly appreciation. Can appreciate Krishna. Oh, he has 16,108 paralysis, but he receives Sudana Vipra and eats the sweat rice. Not Vipra, the sweat rice of Krishna. How? He's really like a shock, you know. You know, we can appreciate the quality of being so close to his devotees. So it should be difficult sometimes to start with the love. Then we can look for the words or the qualities which are somehow included in the spectrum of meaning. Does it make sense to you in the spectrum of meaning? Is it a certain spectrum which is around different that? So, yes, let me summarize what I wanted to say. I wanted to talk about this quality of Lord Krishna, that he is only impressed really by the love of his devotees. And a very good example is Sudama Vipra, who really had only love to offer, nothing else, absolutely nothing else, even less than anything else. You know, that his life was less than anything in life. And but Krishna accepted it so much. He was so happy with Sudama Vipra that when Sudama Vipra returned home to his little hut, he didn't find a little hut there, but a huge palace. And his good wife was dressed in expensive silk and cloth and had many servants and so on. And so Sudama had really nothing to offer to the Lord except for his love. So I think as devotees who are advancing through our lives, we should learn from our Bhakta. What is your good name again?
Stasia.
Stasia. Bhakta Stasia. Yeah. Stasia should be our guru. Stasia. We should come to a state in our consciousness where we can feel this love for Krishna. Krishna only cares about this, and we, in all our work which we do, we have to become rich in love. This is our currency which we have to earn. You know, the euros and dollars, they all disappear very quickly. They really disappear very quickly. We want the coins of love. We want to become rich. People collect stamps and do they do this any longer? Yeah. Stamps, flowers maybe, or butterflies. Books, I am collecting books, which I want to put. But we really should collect these loving feelings for Krishna, because they attract a lot. And they're really the only ones which make our heart satisfied and full of gratitude. Hare Krishna. Nice to sit here. Autumn is such a nice time of the day. Of the year. For me, a year is almost like a day. It goes so quickly by. Nivana, Autumn, what is the name again? Yesi? Yesin. 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 It's easy to like yes, and then yesin. Yesin. Krishna. Yeah. So let's see. I'm thinking I left my wristwatch in yeah. 1:01.
Wow.
Really? This can it fly the wristwatch? Oh, isn't it? I think we should slowly start to move back.